Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 35. On the evening of that same day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they left the crowd, and the disciples got into the boat that Jesus was already in, and they took him with them, and other boats were there too. A very strong wind blew up, and the waves began to spill over into the boat, so that it was about to fill with water. Jesus was in the back of the boat, sleeping with his head on a pillow. The disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we are about to die?" Jesus got up and commanded the wind, "Be quiet," and said to the waves, "Be still." And the wind died down, and there was a great calm. Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you so frightened? Why is it that you don't have faith?" But they were terribly afraid and began to say to each other, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So they came to the other side of Lake Galilee, to the territory of the Gerasenes. And as soon as Jesus got out of the boat, he was met by a man who came out of the burial caves. This man had an evil spirit in him and lived among the graves. Nobody could keep him tied with chains any more. Many times his feet and hands had been tied, but every time he broke the chains and smashed the irons on his feet, he was too strong for anyone to stop him. Day and night he wandered among the graves and through the hills, screaming and cutting himself with stones. He was some distance away when he saw Jesus, so he ran, fell on his knees before him, and screamed in a loud voice, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what do you want with me? For God's sake, I beg you, don't punish me." He said this because Jesus was saying to him, "Evil spirit, come out of this man." So Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" The man answered, "My name is Battalion. There are so many of us." And he kept begging Jesus not to send the evil spirits out of that territory. A large herd of pigs was nearby, feeding on the hillside. And the spirits begged Jesus, "Send us to the pigs and let us go into them." So he let them. And the whole herd, about 2,000 pigs in all, rushed down the side of the cliff into the lake and were drowned. The men who had been taking care of the pigs ran away and spread the news in the town and among the farms. The people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and saw the man who used to have the mob of demons in him, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were all afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the men with the demons and about the pigs, and so they began to ask Jesus to leave their territory. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had the demons begged him, "Let me go with you." But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, "Go back home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." So the man left and went all through the 10 towns, telling what Jesus had done for him, and all who heard it were filled with wonder. Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake. There at the lakeside, a large crowd gathered around him. Jairus, an official of the local meeting house, came up, and when he saw Jesus, he threw himself down at his feet and begged him as hard as he could, "My little daughter is very sick. Please come and place your hands upon her so that she will get well and live." Then Jesus started off with him. So many people were going along with him that they were crowding him from every side. There was a woman who had suffered terribly from severe bleeding for 12 years, even though she had been treated by many doctors. She had spent all her money, but instead of getting better, she got worse all the time. And she had heard about Jesus, so she came in the crowd behind him. "If I touch just his clothes," she said to herself, "I shall be well.